Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
take care of them. You tell Omi to take care of them pop on the side from Monday already.
Omi, we move them.
Tuesday when Omi
has. So how much money did you say you're putting in
it? You don't see it from them.
I want to read for you today a few pages out of the book Testimonies of Ministers and Gospel Workers. I'm reading from pages 506 through 512. The section is called Pray for the Latter Rain by Mrs. White. This passage was originally published in the Review and Herald on March 2nd, 1897. You can download it from the internet. It's right there on page 1 and 2. And I found it very interesting and revealing because there were things in this article that I've never heard before. We've all heard about the early rain or former rain was outpoured upon the disciples at the day of Pentecost. And we've heard that the latter rain will be poured out upon us just before Jesus comes. But there are things in this article that I have never heard before, and I wonder if you have. So the best way to get this across to people, because this does apply to us right now, is I thought I would just go ahead and read this for you. Pray for the latter rain. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain. He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain. In the east, the former rain falls at the sowing time. It is necessary in order that the seed may germinate. Under the influence of the fertilizing showers, the tender shoots springs up. The latter rain, falling near the close of the season, ripens the grain and prepares it for the sickle. The Lord employs these operations of nature to represent the work of the Holy Spirit. As the dew and the rain are given first to cause the seed to germinate and then to ripen the harvest, so the Holy Spirit is given to carry forward from one stage to another the process of spiritual growth. The ripening of the grain represents the completion of work of God's grace in the soul. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the moral image of God is to be perfected in the character. We are to be wholly transformed into the likeness of Christ. The latter rain, ripening the earth's harvest, represents the spiritual grace that prepares the church for the coming of the Son of Man. But unless the former rain has fallen, there will be no life. The green blade will not have sprung up. Unless the early showers have done their work, the latter rain can bring no seed to perfection. There is to be first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. There must be a constant development of Christian virtue, a constant advancement in Christian experience. This we should seek with intensity of desire, that we may adorn the doctrine of Christ our Savior. Many have, in a great measure, failed to receive the former rain. They have not obtained all the benefits that God has thus provided for them. They expect that the lack will be supplied by the latter rain. When the richest abundance of grace shall be bestowed, they intend to open their hearts to receive it. They are making a terrible mistake. The work that God has begun in the human heart in giving His light and knowledge must be continually going forward. Every individual must realize his own necessity. The heart must be emptied of every defilement and cleansed for the indwelling of the Spirit. It was by the confession and forsaking of sin, by earnest prayer and consecration of themselves to God, that the early disciples prepared for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. The same work only in a greater degree, must be done now. Then the human agent had only to ask for the blessing and wait for the Lord to perfect the work concerning him. It is God who began the work.
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, on Advent as Thursday. Well, Power, let us start our program with a word of prayer. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the privilege of prayer. We want to thank you, Father, that we can come to fellowship with you. We want to thank you that we can come and sit at your welcome table. We want to come, Lord, this evening to thank you for health, for strength. We want to thank you for what you have told us in your word. Where two or three gather together doing the things concerning your will, you are in the midst. So we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for this wonderful, wonderful day that have gone down in history. And now, dear Lord, as we come, we ask you, dear Father, to touch each heart. We ask you to forgive us of all our many sins and shortcomings and help us that we can praise you. Bless us today while we gather again once more. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Our opening song is taken from our hymnal, and it is 600. And I'm going to, after we sing this song, our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 1:29-30. I'm going to open some line, two person to read the scripture. So our opening song is Hold Fast Till He Come, right? You can also find it in our hymnal, Hold Fast Till I Come. You can also join in singing. Sweet promises given to all who believe. Behold, I come quickly, my own to receive. Hold fast till I come. The danger is great. Sleep not as do others. Be watchful and wait. Hold fast till I come. Sweet promise is given. The kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy. Sit down on my throne. Bright crown is awaiting. Hold fast till I come. We'll watch on to prayer with lamps burning bright. He comes to all fathers at deep in the night. We know he is near, but know not the day. As spring shows that summer is not far away. Hold fast till I come. Sweet promise of heaven, the kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy. Sit down on throne. Bright crowns are in waiting. Hold fast till I come. Yes, it is our hope. It built on his word. That glorious appearing of Jesus the Lord, of promises all, it stands on the psalm. Behold, I come quickly, hold fast till I come, hold fast. Of heaven, that kingdom restored to you shall be given. Come enter my joy, sit down on my throne. Bright crowns are awaiting. Hold fast till I come. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, let us hold fast until our Jesus come. Right? I'm going to open 225-337. Your line is open. Our sister reading is Genesis 1. Genesis 1,
okay.
29 to 30. And then I will open the other line.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Sister Powell. Okay, this is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I'm reading Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. Verse 29 and 30, Sister Powell?
Yes, Sister Leola.
And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And 31, Sister Fowl, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And evening and the morning were the sixth day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Leola, for the first scripture reading. What God said, everything that he made was very good, Sister Leola, and my dear beloved brothers and sisters on the line. So we saw in this reading that Sister Leola just read, what God has done and how he loves us, that he gave us everything. The herb he gave us for our natural remedy, and he also gave it to us for our meat, right? So God cares about us. Thank you again for that reading. And our second reading will be taken from 3 John 1 to 4 and 519 through 482. We're asking if you could read the second scripture for us. Hell Thursday night. We're getting everyone to be involved. Five one eight 482. Your line is open.
3 John.
Amen.
Again, 3 John, all right?
Yes, 3 John 1-4.
What chapter? 4. Then I can get the
Third John chapter 1 to 4.
Third John 1, 1 to 4?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon.
The third epistle of John.
No, third John.
Third John, verse 1, the elder unto the well-beloved.
Okay, and get it now. The elder unto the well-beloved, Gaius, whom I loved in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen.
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 Praise God. Amen. And then you can lead us in prayer, my dear.
Yep.
That we can walk in the truth.
Father in heaven, we come before you here another evening, another Thursday evening, to meet with our brothers and sisters, to give you praise and thanks for sharing our lives, that we can come together here to praise your name, Lord, and to thank you for your blessings on each one of us. We thank you, Lord, that we can reach here as a brothers and sisters to read your word and to read and to give our little experiences about on heart, the things that will help our minds on this line, Lord. We know we are living in troublous times. We are living in days that so much is going on around us, Lord. We just want to thank you that we can come here unmolested on this line to worship you, Lord. And we pray that you will bless us abundantly as we come before you this evening. Be with those who are in leader, Sister Powell, and the rest of them who are leading out, Lord. We pray that you will bless them abundantly and help that everything will go smoothly as we invite your presence with us. Father, we know that you are here with us because you said where two or three are gathered in your name, you are there to bless us. So, Father, we mightn't be a lot in number, but we know your presence is with us and that you will bless each one that is coming online tonight, even those who may not do anything, but they might just be silent listeners. We pray, Lord, that you will bless them all. And at the end of this meeting, we will have been blessed and we have been educated to live a better life for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks, Sister Paula.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Leola and Sister Consonelli, for a song and also for prayer. Opening this line now, 423-635, your line is open. Can you do the last scripture, Revelation 22, for us?
Amen, amen. Revelation chapter 20?
Yeah, 22.
Amen.
Yeah, 22. We just gonna read from 1 to 3.
Okay, Revelation chapter 20 and verse 1 to 3.
Revelation chapter 22, verse 1
okay.
to 3.
Got it. Okay, amen. And it reads, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bears 12 manners of fruit, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Verse 3, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I know Sister Carla sometimes has traveled to work. The one that she's going tonight, Sister Carla, as you have read that, the scripture for us, our last scripture, you can start your test. Can share some of the remedy that, you know, we use, you know, to help boost our immune system, something, you know, that you can share and just teach a minute and just give praises, because I know sometimes you leave early to go to work.
Amen. Amen. God is good. Thank you again, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. I am happy to say I am at home. I work earlier today, able to help my client, came home, got in the garden, and I just thanking the Lord for blessing me. And today was a fast for me. I did a fast, and I with the fast, I took some spina, and it also cleansed me out. And when I took the spina, it cleansed me and detoxed, and I had to drink some charcoal to bind all the toxin. As you cleanse out, there's toxin in the body, and activated charcoal, it just binds all the toxin, and it helps bring them out. So I'm just thanking the Lord for that. And I mean, my tummy is flatter, and I'm more energy, and I seem like I lost about 3 or 4 pounds. So I'm just thanking the Lord for that physical cleanse, and it was also a blessing because I was able to, you know, can pray and be more energetic, focused, and just pray for things and intervene for each and every one of my brothers and sisters and those that I come in contact with. So, again, I just thank the Lord for that, and I will share about chlorella, C-H-L-O-R-E-L-L-A. It's good for the skin to improve its overall tone, restore the production of the skin collagen, and fight against aging and premature sun damage. And chlorella known no bounds. She's great for all skin type and claim calm unwanted redness and inflammation on the skin that we all suffer from time to time. And as I was researching for chlorella, it was a product that I, on my website, I put together bentonite clay chlorella, spirulina, and another one was moringa. And this is to help, I know for the female face, there could be a lot of redness, blackhead, and just different things going on. And it's a clay mask. And I just thank the Lord for giving me all this information and to for, you know, this idea, I'm sorry. And then I kind of look into it and I dig deeper to see, you know, the benefits and just what is best outwardly and inwardly. And also spirulina is in there. And spirulina provide also anti-aging, anti-inflammatory, and that caused with, you know, a lot of arthritis and pains, inflammation. So it's an anti-inflammation. And it has many antioxidants. It contains, it also fights free radical, and therefore it can prevent skin damage, which lead to less wrinkle and sign of aging. So these things are good internally and out, you know, outside also the body upon the skin. And just today I was listening to a video, and it's talk about chamomile. Chamomile is good for sleep-induced and also for those that have pain, arthritis pain. It kind of soothes the individual, and it, you know, calms them, and it also helps with the pain, and it kind of, you know, take away the pain. And I was impressed with that because a lot of my clients have pain and inflammation, and That's a great tea to drink, chamomile, along with some others to help with the pain and inflammation, and also to give them a good rest so that they won't waking up, you know, in pain or, you know, turning in pain. So I just thank the Lord for all of these great herbs and plants that he have planted for our benefit, and we have to learn about them and know the use of them. So I'm trying to get a book together to remind me of all these great benefits. So again, thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for sharing these wonderful, wonderful herb health tips that God has given unto us. As we read a scripture a while ago, that he gave us the herb, right? Both for meat and for remedy, for our natural remedy. So I'm so grateful that we can use the natural herb to help our skin. And I am so thankful, you know, for each one of us that we can come and share some of the natural remedy, the natural things that you use to really boost your immune system, and that we can also share with others. I want to give the Lord all the praise for what he has been doing through this group and with our health reform. Thursday, we can just depend upon him. God is so good, he's so great, and there is so much that we can go and share with others. Thank you, my dear sister. And again, my dear beloved, we know that is Health Reform Thursday, and God wants men to cultivate the force of character. And those who are merely time servers are not the ones who will receive a rich reward by and by. He wants those who labor in his cause to be men of keen feeling and quick perception. They should be temperance in eating. Rich and luxurious food should find no place upon their table, right? And when the brain is constantly taxed and there is a lack of physical exercise, they should eat sparingly, even of plain food. And Daniel's clearness of mind and firmness of purpose, his strength of intelligence in acquiring knowledge, were due in a great degree to the plainness of his diet in connection with his life of prayer. Testimony for the Church, 5:4, 5:15 and 5:16. Brothers and sisters, God have given us everything, and as we know that he gave us the new start, right? And the new start is nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air, rest, and trust in God. And we are so grateful to know that, you know, we are using these natural resources that God have given unto us to help build our character for Christ and also to share for others. Thank you, my dear beloved, for sharing. I'm going to start opening our line, and brothers and sisters, we're going to ask our brothers and sisters, you know, just to share, you know, give testimony and praise, just a praise report and testimony, and let us give God a praise. 225-337, your line is open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Let me make sure you can hear me. Amen. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just would like to share something with you, brothers and sisters. I had my doctor's appointment today, and I had several appointments this week, and one was the eye doctor. I had to see a retina doctor today, and I want to share with you a little thing that that this paper say that we should test our eyes. It say test your vision with the ELSEM grid, ELSEM, I don't know how to pronounce that. It's called AMD. It say cause your vision to change over time. you may not notice these change when they happen, but you need to catch vision change as soon as possible. Treat them early, and treating them early can help slow and stop further loss of sight. And it gives a little grid. It say you should use an awesome grid every day to monitor your vision. One is below for you. Now, the grid they give me on this chart, I'm going to send one to Sister Powell. It's a grid. It's about 2 inches. It's squared. It's about 2 inches on all four sides. And it has a dot in the middle. And what you do, you put this on your refrigerator, and they say this grid, you look at this grid every day, just testing your vision, and if your vision have a blur or it start getting disfigured, know that your eyes is, you need to have it checked, because you don't want to, because it comes, everything comes sudden, very slow. And when he told me that, check your eyes with this, but he gave me some vitamins that I take, because I told him, I say I like herbs. I take herbs.
You're breaking.
So, but he,
you're breaking.
You can hear me, Sister Powell.
Leola, you're breaking up. You're breaking
up. Breaking up. Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's clearer.
I'm sharing this pamphlet that I received from the doctor for my eyes. And this pamphlet says that you should have a Ellison grid. And it's like a about a 4-inch length and about to wide. And it's equal on all sides. Look at one side, the length is longer than width. But anyway, it has a dot in the very center of it. And he said you should put this on the refrigerator. And I'm going to send you one, Sister Powell. You put it on your refrigerator, and you look at that every day or once a week, however you think, how many often you should. Look at it and just keep your eyes in check. But I want to also share the vitamins that you need to keep your eyes in good shape here. Of course, they tell you don't eat certain things like high saturated fat that's found in meat, butter, cheese, overeating, smoking cigarettes. It's telling you all that, but we don't do that by God's grace. But it says you're taking vitamin C, 500 milligrams, vitamin E, 400 IU, and it says lutein, L-U-T-E-I-N. I believe that I have some stuff here. I have some sunflower seeds, and that's lecithin. But you know, we find these things in the herbs, and also they call Zeaxanthin, and it says zinc 80 milligrams and copper. So all these things help your eyesight. But I know for one thing what helped me. I've been taking Eyebright, and Eyebright really works. Eyebright, and also I've gotten this sunflower liquid lecithin. And I have, I went to the doctor, and I was going to the doctor for a specific thing. And I was having some pain somewhere, but I've been taking this 3 days. And when I went to the doctor, I couldn't find the area that was paining me. And she tried to tell me to point it out. I can't find it. And so the doctor gave me good news today. Everything checked out. So I'm just grateful. So this, and I'm just going to share this, Sister Powell, and I'll be done. And I'm just going to ask for prayer. This sunflower lecithin, brothers and sisters, is so good for health. It says a 16. You can look it up yourself. 16 amazing benefits of sunflower. I have the sunflower oil. And one of them, let me give you the quick
rundown on them. It's for skin care, improve brain health, prevents cellular damage, also control cholesterol, balance hormone levels, improve digestion, anti-cancer property, improve mood, aid sleep, and it manage hypertension, strengthen bones and muscles, relieve arthritis, and also pregnancy. So all these things, it helps. And then another thing it helps, I have down here, it helps you, I believe it said help you lose weight. I had so many lists that's down here. So brothers and sisters, look it up yourself, because it really is a good benefit to your health. So I want to share that. And I just want to ask for prayers for my family, for my grandchildren, especially my son Jarvis, the prayer line, and sisters and brothers. And Sister Power, I'm just going to stop there and just say thank you for opening my line, and may God bless everyone. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing wonderful LT, you know, and about the eye. And it's the other day we were talking about the eye and that the eye need exercise, right? And we thank you for these health tips. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters, you know, to write down these, you know, and it will also, these information will also help us. And also, as my dear sister share about the eye bright, I know that it is very good, right? So we know that we can get those at the health store, and also the sunflower oil, and we can use all these things because it is wonderful. It is good for our system, our body, and we can also share with others. So I just want to thank you for sharing. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we are in sharing now our health, just a little L tip, and we know that it's Thursday night. So we will just open line that we can just share our little L tip, you know. 518-482-6455, our praise report, and a praise report, you know, we can share that. 518-482, your line is open.
Is that me, Sister Paula? Okay, this evening I would like to sing two verses of the song, Blessed Jesus, Meek and Lowly. With us here, take thine abode. Sister Powell, you know that song? Hello? Blessed Jesus, meek. Okay. I said I would sing two verses of this song before I give my health tip. Blessed Jesus, meek and lowly. Blessed Jesus, meek and lowly. With his hair, take thine abode. We would fain like thee be holy, humbly walking with our God. We would thy sweet spirit cherish, welcome in our hearts thy stay. Lest without thine aid we perish, oh, abide with us, we pray. Okay. This evening, my little health tip is about the brain food that we need to use to help our brain, right? And one of the health food that we use, the first one I will speak about, Gotukola, Gotukola. That's number one. Brain food. We have ginkgo biloba. I think we all hear about these brain food. Then one I know that you could get very easily, it's in the health store, it's the lecithin. It's very nice. It tastes as though very nutty. you could put it in your tea or whatever you're making, in your cereal, and it tastes very nice. And another one that I use is niacin. Niacin. Niacin is very, very good because it's opened up all your pores whenever you use that tablet. It helps if you feel your skin starts to itch you. This herb itches your skin. It opens the pores. You feel them opening up. And when you feel that itching, you want to scratch and scratch and scratch. But it will soon die out. And it's very, very good, niacin. They have that in the health store too, the niacin tablets. You could get it in the stores around here. Yes. And along with that, it is helpful to consume a lot of seaweed. You know, when I started with my, when I was suffering, I still suffering with it, my thyroid, they told me not to use seaweed. And it's a good thing when you could read for yourself, I'm telling you. And it, along with that, it is helpful to consume a lot of seaweed for iodine. Did you know that your body only needs a speck of iodine? And yet, when we do not have that tip of iodine in our bodies, if we do not have it in our bodies, you know what it could cause? You can be an idiot. You could become easily an idiot. So it is very important that you get the proper amount of iodine, and you can get it from seaweed, seed plants, and you can use dulse, D-U-L-S-E, kelp, K-E-L-P, bladder rock. Oh my, I used that one. This one smells so bad. You think you're at the fisherman wharf. If you're boiling it in your home, you think you're down at the wharf. It smells very high. Black walnut. We have the trees around here. Spirulina. All of those are very high in iodine. To complement this, use a lot of green vegetables. Green vegetables. Green leafy vegetables are good brain food. So remember that, green leafy vegetables. In order to build good brain cells, you need to eat food that is high in amino acids. Use pre-digested proteins in form of amino acid. Use sauerkraut, you hear about that one, tofu, which are used digested to digest your protein. It has broken down to a simple form of even a child could use it. So these are brain food that we all could use. Simple brain food. We do not have to pay much for it. They are all in the supermarket there in the health store. And you can go in and get it. You always get lecithin. Sometimes when you go in, you can't get lecithin because it's a rush for it. Niacin, you could get it in the store. So all of these, you can use them very, very good to help our brain. Because sometimes as we get older, we forget our brains. We forget to use these things. I'm telling you, they are good because I use it a bit. So I could tell you. Because when I started with my my thyroid, it affects every part of your body, every organ of your body. So you need to eat something and to eat things to help you to keep your brains active, right? And another thing that we need to use is we need to exercise. Exercise, we need to exercise. And if we exercise, that helps our brain too, because we want the blood to circulate in our body. So all of these things are good things for us to use for our brain. Yes, yes, yes. And that
Amen.
Is my little advice
Amen.
For you.
Thanks.
Okay? Thank you, Sister Power, for opening my eyes.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. God. Praise God. Thank you, my dear sister Consinelli, for sharing your health tips, Brother Seaweed, and also green leafy for our brains, right? So I hope my brothers and sisters writing down all these tips. Thursday night when we join, we are asking you to get your book, your pen, and your tablets, and just write down all these information. These are wonderful information that we have, and we would like to share with others so that others can get some of the natural. We thank you, Sister Consinelli, for sharing. 240.
Hello, beloved. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hello. Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Amen.
How are you? Yeah. How are you doing? Thank you for opening up my mind. God has just been so good to me. And I know he has been good to you, right? And so yesterday he blessed me with another year on earth history, and it has just been a pleasure because I know that, you know, there are others that, you know, did not wake up, and there are individuals that woke up, but they are in, you know, dire need, right? They have, even though I have ailment, but they have ailments that are worse than what I'm experiencing, and so I thank God for that as well. And so I have, today was one of my appointments where I trekked. You know, the trek is like over an hour, right? About an hour and a half and stuff like that. And so I was dreading it, right? Because the last interaction I had, you know, it was just, we have been reading about, you know, the physician and how they are to be like God and how they're supposed to be the example of kindness and, you know, all that stuff, natural remedy and everything and like that. And so the last one that I had going down to this journey was not one that I was like, oh, my goodness, I was dreading it. And I asked you all to pray, and we were praying. And let me tell you, beloved, you know how, and I'm going to be honest, you know, God said to be anxious for nothing. But as I was going, let me take out the but. However, as I was going down there, you know, I was like, God, we prayed, we fasted. We're like, God, you know, we need you to go before us. Because one of the things that God does that is very awesome is that he gives us discernment, right? And we can recognize, isn't that beautiful? We can recognize the spirit. He says, try the spirit. So if the spirit is not showing Christ, you know that that's not the spirit of Christ. And so though we have always gotten really good, interaction and good things from this particular, medical visit, this one, the last one that we had was not one. We knew and we recognized that it was not the Spirit of God. And so we prayed, right? We prayed because, you know, what did Jesus say to Peter? You know, you are of your devil, the father, right? You are of your father, the devil. And sometimes the wrong spirit we can embody the wrong spirit. And I'm going to connect it to health because what we eat, what we drink, what we listen to, right, what we wear, all those things can impact what we hear and who we hear it from. Have you all thought about that? And so if I'm eating something, if I'm hearing something, if I'm surrounding myself with people who are doing things that they're not supposed to be doing by beholding we're changed, it will kind of infect you. And so that was what was happening. We had somebody that was kind and gentle and nice and caring. And then all of a sudden, you had two individuals that were not. And then that individual started to emulate that behavior. And we were like, wait a minute, this is not the Spirit of God. But I fast forward. We prayed. And I'm telling you, I was in the car and I was like, God, you know, you need to work this out. And I happened to come into some documents that, beloved, I knew it wasn't supposed to be. I shouldn't have seen it, right? It was supposed to be internal. But it was CC to me. And I was like, wait a minute. And it just opened up everything, like, really? This is what it is, whatever, whatever. And so when I went and showed it to her, she was like, even before that, you know, the spirit was different. She was calmer. She was very kind, you know, just open, right, and not in a confrontational way. And I knew it was God, because I said, you know what, God, I'm not going to fight. I want you to speak to me, speak through me. And that's what he did. I just said, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, gave the facts, da-da-da-da-da, whatever, gave her the report from the last doctor. And, and Sister Leola, I've heard her say this before on this line. Know your results. Know what they mean. Research them before you even go into the doctor's office. They shouldn't be telling you, this is what, da-da-da-da. No, you look at, you know, what symptoms, you look at things that you can do naturally. You know, and I mean, when they hit me with something, I try to look and see, okay, what is the natural thing that I can use that is in this medication that you're giving me? And there's always something, because majority of the medication, if not all of them, have been extracted or has been synthesized or copied or counterfeit from some plant-based source, right? So that's what you did. And I was sharing this thing, and I said, you know, the last time I came, I wasn't sharing all the other things that were happening because I was focusing on the accident. So that was right in my mind. So I was talking about the pain accident from the accident. However, there were other things that I was, you know, experiencing that, you know, it just wasn't at the forefront for me because I was in so much pain. And, you know, we talked and she understood and everything like that. And it was just a very, very different, very awesome visit, different from the one that we had before last month. And I knew that it was the prayer that we prayed, and I knew that God answered. And so though I had a little bit of anxiety, I'm not going to sit here and lie, I had a little bit of anxiety. I was like, I shouldn't be anxious. I shouldn't be feeling this way going to visit, you know, at the physician. That's not what it should be. And I know Sister Paul is fearful, you know, a physician or whatever, but I'm saying this was one that we had, you know, a relationship with. So I was like, you know what, I shouldn't be feeling that way. And so with the prayer, because emotions are not wrong, and I want to be clear, as this is Health Thursday, emotions aren't wrong. It's nothing wrong with, you know, with being a little anxious. It's nothing wrong, you know, with being a little apprehensive, with feeling a little overwhelmed. Because Christ went through those emotions when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he knew that this cup, remember it says that his sweat became blood, but what he did, right, he didn't take it down after the, you know, to the next day after the sun was set. It says, let, you know, the sun shouldn't go down and your anger or, you know, all of that stuff. And he gave it to his Father. He was in constant communion. Everything he did, he said, if this is not my will, let this cup be passed from me. Not my will, but your will be done. And so that's emotion, right? But we have to know who to give the emotions to, right? Not bottle it up and not keep it and continue to perpetuate it, but to lay it at the feet of God's throne. So I just want to thank you. You know, I know I went into, you know, a little bit of, you know, all, but thank you, Holy Spirit, for putting it on my lips. But we need to trust God. And once we pray to him, know that his will is always going to be done. Amen. And so I thank you so much for your prayer. I know Sister Paul was praying, safe traveling mercies. For us, that happened. And, you know, and I was like, you know what, God, you're just so good. Different spirit. It was a different spirit. And I thank God for the discernment that I'm able to recognize the spirit. Because we wrestle not with what? Flesh and blood. Right? But we're wrestling with spirit, principalities, rulers in high and dark places. That's what we're wrestling with every day. And so we know that we cannot overcome this without prayer. We cannot overcome this without making sure that we are anchored. That's my favorite thing now to say and to feel and to really believe. Anchor, right? Being anchored in Jesus Christ, not swaying, knowing that even when it just looked like, okay, you know, hey, you know, we can give it to God and he will work it out on our behalf according to his will, not my will, but his will be done. So I thank you, because it was successful. You know, and it was a good visit, and I actually recommend and is now able to share with her my other the other doctor that I went to that was so Christ-like. I mean, I'm telling you, that man was just like, whoa, you know. And so I shared with her, gave her his name. I don't even remember if I told her the name, but I told her about him. So she said, yeah, please give me his name so that I can refer other people to him, because that's what we want. When you go into the doctor's office or going to see a physician, that's what we've been reading, right? It is supposed to be a great experience. Even if you are going through ailments, even if you have something, it is supposed to be done in a kind way where you can let them know, I have some natural remedies that if you try it, you can get some results. Amen? And so thank you, Sister Paul, for opening up my line. And allowing me to share this. Continue to pray for me. You know, the enemy knows that when you're going to get a breakthrough, he comes with darts and fiery furnace. But we know that we serve an awesome God that is victorious and can never fail and will always be there for you and for me. How beautiful is that? Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that praise report, sharing about your experiences to the doctor, even though you were a little nervous. You know, God is able. You know, she was able, you know. So it's good for us to really carry the character of Christ in everything that we do, you know. And God always give us a discernment spirit, discerning spirit, so that we can discern things before it do happen. I just want to thank you for sharing, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. We are going in prayer now, and we are asking, opening this line for a two verse of Psalm that we can go down in prayer. You know, if there is no other thing we need prayer for our brothers and our sisters. And this night is El Thursday night, and we are just asking our brothers and sisters, you know, just to be patient with us and, you know, just share with a little song. So I'm going to open this line, asking my dear sister for just a two-verse song, and then we are going to lead in prayer. 272-770, your line is open. Can you do two-verse of a song for me that we can go in prayer?
Yes, amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. Hi, Nico from Pennsylvania. God bless you all, brothers and sisters, on Health Thursday. Amen. Wonderful words of life. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the blessed one is all, wonderful words of life. There is a certain love and call, wonderful words of life, oh, so freely giving, pouring us into heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wonderful words of life, right? God's word is wonderful. God's word is powerful, brothers and sisters. So we have to go into the word. So we are going in a season of prayer. There are a lot of prayer needs for prayer at this broad time. We are asking our brothers and sisters, let us lift up Sister Brenda and Brother John in our prayer. Let us lift up the Ukraine brothers and sisters over there in prayer. And also let us lift up our church organization in prayer and those who are mourning. And I'm going to open the line for two prayer or three prayer, short prayer, brothers and sisters. Let us lift up our dear loved one in prayer. First, I will start, and then I'm going to open the line for a few prayer, and then the next voice you will hear is the speaker, brothers and sisters. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the privilege of prayer. We want to thank you for your love towards each and every one of us, that we can come on this line to share and to give you all the praise that due to you. Share how good you are to us, Father. We thank you for this Health Reform Thursday, dear Lord. We thank you for the message that you have given unto us, Lord, that each one of us can come here to share, Lord, some good things that happen in their life, of to be obedient to your will by using your natural herb that you have given unto us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can read the scripture, dear Father, from creation, what you have the plan and a purpose for your children, Lord. And Lord, we have read it both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, dear Lord, that you love to hear when your children settle in the truth. So we want to thank you for the truth by your words and the things that we should do, dear Lord, to be mindful that, you know, we have a work to carry out, that we can go to our brothers and sisters and share all these wonderful tips, Lord, health tips that you have given unto us. So we ask you, Lord, to bless us tonight. Tonight, Lord, we are lifting up everyone. We're lifting up, Lord Jesus, the brother and sister, John, Brenda, John, Lord Jesus. We lift up their family members. You know everything about them and their desire, what they need. We thank you, Lord, that they have been doing your will. So we ask you to pour your blessings upon them. We lift up Sister Leola and Brother Rick, Lord, that she prayed for her children, Jarvis and Nicole, dear Lord, her grandchildren, her brothers and her sister, her community. We lift them up to you. You know every need, dear Lord. You know them more than how we know our own selves. So we lift up their needs. But first, Lord, she's asking, Father God, to continue to bless her, Lord, even with her health. Lord, she know that you are the great physician, so she place her health in your care. So we ask you, Lord, and our brothers and sisters, our family members, our patient, Lord, we lift them up to you, Lord. The work that you have been using her, we lift them up to you, Lord. We lift up our dear sister Tamiko, Lord, her family, her immediate children, her family, her church families, Lord, her mother, her siblings. Lord, continue to strengthen him, keep him, guide him, Lord, as he lift up his friend Jari and all the others, them, Lord. You know them by you know them what they need, Father God, but first they need seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all things shall be added unto him. And that's the desire of our dear beloved brother Eli, Lord, and also his mother. We lift up our dear sister Consinelli, Lord, with her family members, her grandchildren, her grandson, dear Lord. We place him at your care. Lord, allow him, Lord, to know that you love him with a compassionate love, and there's nothing hard that you cannot do for him. So, Father, as he surrender everything to you, dear Lord, we ask you to allow him as with his other brothers and sisters. We lift up, dear Father, my sister Stephanie, dear Lord, giving you praises for traveling mercies to and for and super sister Russ, Lord, as they travel to the dark, and even the experiences that they have today, dear Lord. And Father, we thank you, because when we go to this physician, dear Lord, we want to be comfortable with them. And we thank you that you gave her the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding how to share, Lord. And Father, she feels much better. So we ask you, as a great physician, to continue to bless her. And also, we lift up her son and her daughter, his siblings, and everyone who she come contact, and the groups them, Lord, the Chat and Chew, Lord, and those family on the Chat and Chew, and also the Advent Light Ministry, Lord. She lift up her students, Lord, and also her principal, Lord. We lift them up to you, our professor, the professors, them that teaching the youth there, Lord. We ask you to give them a heart and compassion, that they will do what is right in your sight. We lift up our dear beloved brother, our honey, Lord, and his family, his children. Continue to bless him, continue to use him mightily as he's out there in the vineyard, dear Lord, doing your service. We also lift up to you, Brother Yehudi, and his family, Lord. We ask you to strengthen, give him strength, and ask you, Lord Jesus, as we do the work out here, Father, pour your sweet Holy Spirit on him, on that team. We lift up Brother Bernard, Lord, to you. Bless, keep, guide, Lord. Allow your light to shine, Lord, and that your work will carry out in those vineyards. So, Father, tonight, Lord, we lift up the Richards family. Lord, bless them in Tennessee and the work that they have been doing. And now, Lord, we lift up the country lands. Lord, you have owned the cattle upon the hill, and everything belongs to you. So, Lord, provide and make way for your children, dear Lord, who are searching and seeking a refuge, dear Lord, in which you told us we have to do, and we would like to be obedient. So we ask you, Lord, to open doors for your children. Lord, we lift up our dear beloved sister Katie and those two precious children. Continue to bless, continue to keep them, and allow them, dear Lord, that their light will shine. Those little ones, even though they are small, dear Lord, but that their angels surround them, dear Lord, and keeping them so that they are growing, Lord, and striving. We want to give you all the praise. We also lift up our son Dominique and his wife, Lord. Bless, keep, and guide them, Lord. Father, what more could we ask? There are so many names, Lord, dear. So we lift every one of us tonight, and also lift up the speakers. We lift up our church organization, from the president to the ministers, them, and every member, Lord, we lift up. This is the time you have given unto us, a time, dear Lord, that we have to cry out and share your message to those out there. We have saw all the things that is happening in the world, Lord, in Ukraine. Lord, your brothers and sisters who are suffering is trying to get out, and some cannot get out, dear Lord. Some just only have the clothes on their back. They have their children, Lord, suffering. So we lift them up to you. Living condition in this world for your sons and your daughter, when you saw and see how people are living, dear Father, Lord, it grieves your soul. But I thank you, Lord, for what you have demonstrated in this world. So pour out your blessings upon us tonight and help us to be faithful, Lord. And we lift up the speaker to you, Lord, and allow your words, dear Father, that we will retain your words and that we will have your word, not only hearing it, but let us to be doer of your word. Bless us and keep us and guide and protect us, we pray. And everyone, dear Father, on this line, pour out your blessings upon us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We're going to offer another prayer, and then the next voice you will hear is the speaker. So I'm opening this line for another prayer. 423-635, your line is open. Can you be another prayer, dear? The speaker. Amen. And the yes. Next voice you will hear is the speaker.
Let us pray, brothers and sisters. Kind and loving Father, again we come before you, Lord, just thanking you for being a kind and loving God to us, Lord, each and every one of us, Lord. You have blessed us tremendously, dear Lord. What more can we ask for, Lord, but to that you help us to be obedient, help us to be reverent to you. Help us, Lord, to be holy as you are, because without holiness, none of us will go to heaven or see you. And in Psalms 3:3, you said, "But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head." Lord, help us, Lord. Be our glory forevermore, Lord. Lift up our heads, O Father, that we will look unto you, which is the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. Bless us and help us, Lord, to be busy about your business, Lord, to tell others of your soon coming and not to keep it to ourselves, O Lord, to warn the people, cry aloud, fear not, to lift up our voices like a trumpet, O Lord. What more can you do for Israel? What more can you do for us, Lord? You have done everything for us, and you have us here as ambassador for you to warn the people. Lord, help us to be zealous. Help us, O Father, in the name of Jesus, to put everything in your hands, Lord. Our body, our mind belongs to you. Our health, O Father, help us, Lord, to follow the blueprint in all things, Lord, even our health, O Lord, so that our mind and our body will be strong, O Father, and that we will be able to make right decision, and we won't be coerced into making decision that is not suitable to this body that you have given us, Lord. Help us, O Father, to keep our mind on heavenly things, because we know everything that is on this earth will burn, because your people will be caught up in the air when you return, and those that are not holy, those that are sinful, will be left there. Father, have mercy. Have mercy upon us. I thank you for the speaker. I thank you for blessing her. I thank you for the wisdom and knowledge that you have given unto her, that she's using it to glorify you. Bless her tremendously, O Father, that her cup may overflow, O Father, that she will share the blessing with others and encourage them, people, her co-workers, her children, her family, and those that she come in contact with, as we are doing the same, Lord. Help us to be unified in love, unifying this message, Lord. Bless us again, protect us and guide us, and keep us, O Father, as we listen. May we have attentive ear. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Carla, then, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. Okay, I didn't see your. Thank you, Sister Carla, for prayer. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I am going to open the line for the speaker, but one of our speakers just came. We just prayed a while ago. We have not heard from the speaker, from this brother for quite a while, so, you know, he just entered, joined, and I'm just going to open this line for him to, you know, just give a few words, and then, you know, for the speakers there. Ready, I'm going to open this line. Your line. I'm giving your teacher a minute. You know, I'll do the next morning.
Pleasant good night, everyone. It's truly a blessing to be back on the line. As I spoke with Sister Powell this week, I told her that I would be back on the line. And I want to thank God for his goodness, thank him for bringing me home safely and covering me under his blood, despite all of the tests of the enemy. But I ask that you keep me in prayer, and I'll just open up the way for Sister Stephanie to come and share.
You finish it each a minute?
Yes. Yes, Sister Powell.
Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, thank you, Brother O'Neill, for joining. We are so grateful to know that you are on the line, because we miss you, right? So keep sweet. All right, brothers and sisters, I have an individual. After this speaker finished, you know, I will be Brother Eli. And I do know I want to give him the opportunity. So after the speaker finish this message, I will ask Brother Eli to give us a closing song. All right. 240, your line is open. 988.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for that. I mean, Brother Juanita, I hope you have something to share, because the Holy Spirit is telling me that you have something to share. So I am going to defer, because I am not going to be here long. I am going to defer. It says it's better to give than to receive. So I know, I mean, I perked up in my chair, because I knew you were going to bring some current events. You were going to bring something that were powerful. And so Sister Power said a teacher minute. I'm going to defer to you probably about 5 teacher minute, okay? And so, Sister Paz, you could open back Brother Oni's line. We have been praying for you, our brother. We have not heard you, and we thank God for answering prayer. So I am going to defer to you, teacher, 5 minutes from what I'm going to be sharing, and you can certainly present what God has placed on your heart today, okay? All right. Go ahead, Sister Paz. You can mute my line, and you can open his line.
631, your line is open.
I want to thank God for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy, and his love towards me, you know. And how he has provided in every way, even when the enemy tried to destroy things, God always creates something better, you know. So I just want to thank him for what he's doing. But this scripture that I read this morning, it mesmerized me and it caused me to think, you know, from the book of Proverbs chapter 25, from verse 14 through 19. It says, whosoever boasteth himself of a false gift is like cloud and wind without rain. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone. Found on it? Question, eat so much as it is sufficient for thee, lest thou be filled wherewith and vomit it. Wherewith, withdraw, verse 17, withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee, and so hate thee. A man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is a mule and a sword, and a sharp arrow, mercy. Confidence is an unfaithful man in time of trouble. He's like a broken tooth and a foot out of a joint. So much in those scriptures when you meditate. I encourage everyone to look at these scriptures in Proverbs 25 from verse 14 onwards, or you can read the entire chapter. So much. Christ himself speak about the wisest man, Solomon, and why God gave him so much wisdom into sharing these things. I'm just going to share a short testimony. My co-worker, he always coming to me for advice. Said he didn't grow up with his dad, so he always asking me questions based on my lifestyle, how they see I eat. So he posed a question to me today. I actually shared this text with him, because he always asked me, what are you meditating on today? So I shared this text with him. And also, he asked me if I drink alcohol. I said, when I was out there in the world, I used to. But when I recognize through the Bible that these things are not good for my body, I withdraw myself from them. So he said, can you show me in the Bible? I said, yes, let me show you. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever deceived by it is not wise. Then I show him Proverbs 23, where Solomon explained that who have bloodshot and bruises and wound without a cause, those who tarry long at the wine, and it bite like a adder and sting like a bee. So when I show him all these things and he look at it and he says, so when somebody drink wine, what does happen to them? He said they start staggering, they are of unsound mind, and they see strange woman. But I tell him that, in other words, it's a literal and it's also prophetic when you see women, it speak about churches who imbibe doctrines, and wine represent also doctrine. So I share all of that with him, and he said, I never heard anything like this before. So I said, everything that we need to know is already in the Bible. But if we read this book as we ought to, prayerfully, God will show us these things. So it's truly a blessing for God to place us some places that we can minister to others. Because the world is in need of the gospel. Jesus said, truly, the gospel, the labors are few. People are searching for answers to their questioning. And like the Ethiopian eunuch, what he said to Philip, how can I understand unless someone teach me? So God needs us to be students of the Bible and also teachers of the Bible. So thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening up my line.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you again, Brother O'Neill, for that wonderful tip. Right? Yes, Sister Stephanie, 240. Thank you,
amen.
Brother O'Neill.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for sharing that. And I like the fact that you talked about, you know, because sometimes we forget where we're coming from, right? And it's good to roll back. I know for me, I can't say roll back the scroll, right? And look and the curtain and look from whence I came. And so when we were in the world, right? I mean, we thought that whatever we were doing, the music, the, you know, the partying, the just the hype, we thought that that was good, right? But we realize now that being in the presence of God, being on the battlefield for him, is basking in his words and injecting ourselves with his word, it is sweeter than honeycomb. Isn't that beautiful? So I thank you so much for sharing that and for you to be ready to defend what we believe from Scripture. Amen? And because most often when individuals see those things, they're more open, right? They're more open to listen and to be drawn to what you have to share. When we gab, and can't show them in the word black and white, then that's a deterrent. So thank you so much for sharing that and sharing that story. And I knew that you had something for us today. And so Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you for this opportunity, Lord. I pray that you will touch my lips with coal. I pray, Lord, that you will give each and every person that is on this line a double portion of your Holy Spirit, letting us know that there's nothing too hard for you to do. No matter what you're going through, many of us are going through health issues. But Lord, you said in the word, you're the great physician. You said you are the balm of Gilead, so you're the great healer. So we don't have to worry. We are in good hands, right? Many of us are bereaved because we have lost loved ones. But we can find joy and peace within you because you said you're going to send the comforter to comfort us as we go through this. Many of us are going through financial battles, anxiety and depression and all of these things. But Lord, you are so awesome. You are so good. And we're going to hold you to the promise that you said, listen, you don't have to worry. Let not your heart be troubled. Right? You remind us that, listen, if I took care of the lily of the valley, the sparrows, amen, what more would I do for you, my children, for you, my son and my daughter? That is fulfilling to me. So I thank you, Heavenly Father. I ask you to touch my lips with coal, forgive me of anything that I've done that is not in line with you, so that this message that you have here for us today is going to be one that will change us, and we will not only be hearer of the word, but we will be doers. Because you liken it here on the, if you're here, you're like a sinking sand, a house that is built on sand. Pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll allow us, Lord, to build on that solid rock. Thank you for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so I'm going to start with the unemployed and homeless. And it's going to, I'm going to read God Will Give Success. And I want to, you know, preface this by saying, I had this wonderful idea, you know, one of the treatments that my doctor had given me, one of them, is to do the infrared sauna. So you know how that heat, you know, kind of will pull the toxin and pull different things from out of your body. So I was like, you know what? I had this great idea. I was like, okay, I started to look, you know, and thank you, Sister Leola. Sister Leola sent me something about the eye, and she had shared about Eye Bright on our yesterday during our fasting day, and I'm going to get me some Eye Bright. Go ahead and get you some Eye Bright. Eye Bright is good for allergy, respiratory, eye vision issues and stuff like that. So thank you, Sister Leola. I just looked at my phone, and she sent that to me, and I'm definitely going to, because there are exercises that we can do, you know, for our vision. Amen. And so I thank you for that, and I just wanted to put that out, the Eye Bright. I'm going to get me some Eye Bright and use that. And so I want to share, you know, I was asking, or so I digress. I was looking and researching and looking to see if I had to go to a place that has the infrared sauna, how costly it would be. So I got this wonderful idea. You know, I was like, you know what, with everything that's going on, I am going to see how much it costs. And I'm going to invest in it, right? I said we're doing medical missionary, you know, different things. You know, I hear people talk about, you know, things that they're experiencing. And sometimes, you know, I mean, the hot and cold, we do it in the shower. But sometimes this is good, you know, and I could have it and, you know, kind of like do a little business here and there, a little family business too as well, right? Because I'm in the business of teaching people to fish and teaching my own children as well. How to be, how to have that mind as to become the lender and not the borrower, right? And so I went and I researched it, and you know, and I found, you know, a couple of them, and I was like, oh my goodness. And so last year, at the end, towards the end, you know, I mean, when the holiday season comes, they put things on sale. So I said, you know what? I think this is something good that I'm able to do, and it's, you know, what I mean, it has a lot of different health benefits. So I went ahead and I ordered it and stuff, you know, because it made sense over the course of the time. If I was supposed to go into a facility to do that, it would at least once a week, it was going to be costly. So lo and behold, I bought it, right? And then I, you know, kind of took, you know, took the directions out of the box. And I couldn't find the directions. I've been looking for the directions to put the thing together since probably since about December, January, thereabouts. And yesterday, I was like, you know what, God, I need to get this treatment in. You know, yes, I've been doing, you know, the hot and cold in the shower, but I do need to get this thing together. And I remember praying. I prayed, and I said, God, please allow me to, and I was looking all over before now, all over the place. And I was like, you know, God, please help me to find this thing so I could put it up and get my treatment, because I'm going to my doctor and all of this stuff, whatever, whatever. Let me tell you, no sooner as I asked, I prayed fervently. I said, God, you know where it is. Please reveal it. The Holy Spirit, I was in, I call it my loft, my living room and my office. And so I left and I went into my room. And it brought me, you know, I was going through some mail on top of, you know, on top of the area, and I was, you know, ripping stuff up and going through, and lo and behold, I was led to the booklet that has the direction. I was like, look at God, thank you, Jesus. And I put it together. Thank you for his wisdom. I read the instruction, and was looking at the picture and the diagram, and I put it all together by myself. And I went in there, and, you know, it was allowing you to sweat, and you could kind of, you know, feel, and it was, you know, doing what it was supposed to do. And I felt so good, you know, with the accomplishment, with being able to set it up and being able to reap the benefit of it. And so I always think about, you know, the Christ object lesson. I heard Sister, I heard Brother O'Neill talk about, you know, when he was in the world, right? And so he didn't have the direction that he needed. He didn't have the booklet, right? He didn't have the booklet that he needed to do these things, or he didn't know, or he might have chosen, right? I'm not going to follow this right now. But once he came into the booklet, he was able to share. Once he came into that booklet, he came into the Word of God. Amen? And it gave us the direction as what we need to do in order to be in that ark. Come on now. Right? And so that was my experience yesterday, just from asking God, just a little prayer. I was like, God, just help me to find it, please. And I was able to build this thing that was able to pull out toxin and different things from out of us. That's what God wants to do with us. He wants to pull that sin out. As he says that we are the what? We're the clay and he's the potter. He want to try us through that fire, gold going through that fire. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? That is so beautiful. I don't know about you. That made me excited, right? And so I thank God that we can pray to him. I always say for the big thing, and for the minute, the little things, those things, God cares. Once we are contrite, once we fervently, he said, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. And he revealed it, and I was able to, construct the sauna, the infrared sauna, and I have it. And so, you know, if y'all are in the neighborhood or whatever, y'all could come. And be a part of it. It's a big thing too. I didn't know it was that big, but it has so many different different benefits for us as well. And so I thank God for the wisdom and the vision that he has given to me. And I tell my kids, I said, you know what, y'all could get in that. Y'all better make sure that you have your little funds, okay? Because we are about giving, right? But I do want to teach them that, you know, this is something that you can come and it's going to go back to them anyway, and it's going to not only go back to them, but I told you my daughter I'd start this thing, a dollar a day to feed a child. I know many children in the United States are going to bed hungry. However, think about even more so outside of the United States. So in Jamaica, all across the island, people, young kids and family are going to bed hungry. And if we're able to, you know, the word of God says, feed my sheep, right? And so if we are able to do anything, you know, even a dollar, right, can go a long way. And so that is what our mission is. So when they come and they put it in my little container, it is going to go back to the kids as well, right? And so I thank you so much for giving me that opportunity to share this. And so now I'm going to go in on the Christ object lesson. I knew it wasn't me. The Holy Spirit just brought it to me just now. And so I'm going to go into, because God allowed me, it wasn't my success. It was God's success. I was, my experience today was a successful one. And I knew that it was not me. All right. So it says God will give success. What? God will give success, and I'm in the unemployed and homeless. And I know, Sister Paul, you did this already, but because I love the way it sounds,
yes,
you know, and Brother Elroy often say, from the Chat and True co-host, often say, repetition deepens the mind. Did I just mess it up? Deepen the impression. That's what he always says. And so I'm repeating it again. You might have heard it, but if you came on late, this is for you. Amen. Genesis 1:29, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is up on the face of all the earth, and every what? Tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And verse 30, the last part says, I have given you what? I have given every green herb, it's being repeated again, right, for meat. And verse 20, and so that was from the Old Testament. The New Testament, the third epistle of John, the elder unto the well-beloved whom I love in the truth. Five-letter word. Brother O'Neill gave that man the truth, all right? So now the truth is the truth. That's what Pastor Austin usually say, right? The truth is the truth, whether you like it, yes or no. Sister Paul, did you want to do too? Beloved, I wish above all things.
that thou mayest prosper. That thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth.
Amen. And amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you so much for that, Sister Paul. The truth will set you free. Amen. The truth will set you free. You can't tell one lie because you have to tell another lie to cover another lie to cover another lie, right? So we want the truth. So I'm going to be reading some portion from The Unemployed. I'm going to read a couple portions. We're not going to be here for very long, but I'm just going to give you some snippets, all right? So this is The Unemployed and Homeless. God will give success. God will give success. Always, I think I heard my son. Hold on 1 minute, Sister Paul. Hold on.
Amen, amen. Amen. Okay, just step out a little.
Amen, amen. No, I just had to let my son in. He couldn't find where I put the key. So. All right, God will give success, right? So the success doesn't come from ourselves. God gives us, God allow us to be successful, right? And may I ask a question? Does the devil give success to? All right, I hear you're answering. And so I'm on page 197 through 199. 197 through 199. It says, while helping the poor in temporal things, keep always in view their spiritual needs. Have mercy. And I just have to interject right here. There's a story that is trending. I don't know if Sister Carla heard it or Brother O'Neill heard it. It's the Delana Tucker situation in Jamaica. And so it has gone viral. It is trending all over, right? All over social media. And so one of the things, it's just so amazing that they said that, right? They feature them, you know, in a dire need, you know, very, very poor. But it's so funny, Sister Powell and Brother O'Neill and everybody else that is on this line, right? Sister Tamiko, Brother Eli. Sister Cantonelli, no one has presented them. No one has presented them to Jesus Christ the Savior. They bought blocks for them. They were bringing food, all of this thing. But no one addressed their spiritual need. Not one time did I hear the mother, even the young man that is very humble, not one time I heard him say, we thank God for allowing this to happen. Sister Paul, did I miss that?
Mm-hmm.
Not one time. Everybody poured in. They were giving him food. They gave him blocks to build houses and everything. But not once did I hear anybody offer him, come, let me tell you about a man that told me everything. Come, let me tell you about a man that can change your life, not for a moment, but for an eternity. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? So you know what I'm thinking, Sister Paul? If we're able to get in touch, I know who's down there. FTB, Brother Lecky, if they could get and be able to minister. Because now I'm thinking about it, Sister Paul, there should be a church in that area where they should be ministering to the poor. They should be able to, even though they weren't there previously, they should be able to use this opportunity to bring those individuals to higher ground, to Jesus Christ, the Savior, to God, our Heavenly Father. I just thought about this as I was reading it. It says, while helping the poor in temporal things, keep always in view their spiritual needs. Nobody addressed their spiritual needs. Let your own life testify to the Savior's keeping power. Let your character reveal the high standard to which all may attain. Teach the gospel in simple object lessons. Amen. A lot of times we like to, you know, lace things up. Simple. Christ was simple. All of these feel good, you know, emotional. No, simple parables. Simple Christ object lessons. Let everything with which you have to do be a lesson in character building. Oh, when I was in that infrared sauna, I'm telling you, it was hot. Okay, I was sweating. It became uncomfortable. And so being on the battlefield for Christ, it's not going to be always peachy cream. It's not going to be all good and all gravy and all pumpkin pie and cherry on the top. It is going to be hot, hard, difficult. But we know that God says that if we tarry with him, he will tarry with us. So it says, let everything with which you have to do be a lesson in character building. In the humble round of toil, the very weakest, the most obscure, may be workers together with God and may have the comfort of his presence and sustaining grace. They are not to weary themselves with busy anxieties. Did I tell you that I had a little anxiety today? Mm-hmm. They are not to weary themselves with busy anxieties. And once I prayed, I said, God, you gonna take care of it. And he did. And needless cares. A lot of times we want to do it. He said, lay the burden at your feet. We don't want to lay it. Or we lay some of it, and then we still keep some, or we lay all of it, and then we pick it right back up. Right? But it says, they are not to weary themselves with busy anxieties and needless cares. Let them work on from day to day, accomplishing faithful the task that God's providence assigns, and he will care for them. He says, oh, Lord, this is for me, man. I'm telling you. In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verse 6, Philippians 4, verse 7. Right? Amplified version, revised version. The Lord's care is over all his creatures. Are you a part of God's creature? So if you're a part of God's creature, you're on his care, right? He loves them all and makes no difference. So whether you're black, white, Trinidadian, Guyanese, Jamaican, Asian, Indian, he don't care about that. He loves them all and makes no difference except that he has the most tender pity for what? For those who are called to bear life's heaviest burdens. God's children must meet trials and difficulties. The path is hot, difficult, but God says what? His children must meet trials and difficulties. But they should accept their lot with a cheerful spirit, remembering that for all that the world neglects to bestow, God himself will make up to them in the best of favors. It is when we come into difficult places that he reveals his power and wisdom in answer to humble prayer. I'm going to read that again. It is when we come into what? Did it say easy places? Difficult places that he reveals his power and wisdom in answer to humbly have confidence in him as a prayer answering. This shouting moment right here. Have confidence in him as a prayer hearing, prayer answering God. Did he not answer my prayer and reveal to me where the direction is to put this thing together? So can he answer your prayer? Finance, family issues, health issues, job issues, relationship issues, country land issues. Can he answer your prayer? He will reveal He will reveal himself to you as one who can help in every emergency. What? So we have our own personal 911? Oh, y'all better, oh, my goodness. We have hookup from heaven? What you say here, beloved people on the line? He who created man, who gave him his wonderful physical, mental, and spiritual faculties, will not withhold that which is necessary to sustain the life he has given. I think that one needs to be repeated. He who created man, you and me, who gave him his wonderful physical, mental, and spiritual faculties, will not withhold that which is necessary to sustain the life he has given. He who has given us his word, the leaf of the tree of life, will not withhold from us his knowledge of how to provide food for his needy children.
Amen. Amen.
He who has given us his word, the leaf of the tree of life, will not withhold from us a knowledge of how to provide food for his needy children. How can wisdom be obtained by him who holds the plow and drives the oxen? By seeking her as silver and searching for her as for hid treasure, for his God doth instruct him to discretion and doth teach him, Isaiah 28, verse 26. This also cometh forth from Jehovah of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom. Verse 28. Amen. So that was Isaiah, verse 28, verse 26. And then now we said, this also cometh from Jehovah of hosts, who is wonderful in the counsel and excellent in wisdom. So this is Isaiah 28, verse 28. He who taught Adam and Eve in Eden how to tend the garden desires to instruct men today. There is wisdom for him who drives the plow and sows the seed. There is wisdom for him who drives the plow and sows the seed. Before those who trust and obey him, God will open ways of advance. I'm telling you, God opened up my way today. Yes, he cleared a path for traffic. I mean, at one point in time, I thought we were going the wrong way because there was no traffic on the road in the morning. I was like, are we going the wrong way? Right? It says, before those who trust him, who trust and obey him, God will open up ways of advance. So what this is saying to me, if we don't trust and obey, will God open up a way of advance for us? Absolutely not. Let me answer that for you. Let them move forward courageously, trusting in him to supply their needs according to the riches of his goodness. He who fed the multitudes, I'm on page 199 through 200 now, in the unemployed and homeless, and I'm reading from the Ministry of Healing. He who fed the multitude with 5 loaves, and 2 small fishes is able today to give us the fruit of our labor. He who said to the fishers of Galilee, let down your nets for a draught, and who, as they obeyed, filled their nets till they broke, desires his people to see in this an evidence of what he will do for them today. The God who in the wilderness gave the children of Israel manna from heaven, still leaves and rains. He will guide his people and give skill and understanding in the work they are called to do. He will give wisdom to those who strive to do their duty conscientiously and intelligently. He who owns the world is rich in resources and will bless everyone who is seeking to bless others. We need to look heavenward in faith. We are not to be discouraged because of apparent failure, nor should we be disheartened by delay. We should work cheerfully, hopefully, gratefully, believing that the earth holds in her bosom rich treasures for the faithful worker to garner, stores richer than gold or silver. I'm going to read it again. We should work cheerfully, hopefully, gratefully, believing that the earth holds in her bosom rich treasure for the faithful worker to garner, stores richer than gold or silver. The mountains and hills are changing. The earth is waxing old like a garment. And so if we think about it, they're calling for climate change, right? Everybody's saying we're going through climate change, right? And we need to do this and save the world. But listen to what it says. It says the mountains and hills are changing. The earth is waxing old like a garment. But the blessing of God, which spread for his people at table in the wilderness, will never cease. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing. Zephaniah 3, verse 17. And so, Sister Powell, this leads me, I am done with that. Let me see what time we are at 9 o'clock. I just want to share something else. I just want to share this little piece, and this one is called, the prayer for the sick. It says, prayer for the sick. All right, I'm just going to read a little portion from this right here, and I'm reading, this is page 230 through 231 with a parenthesis in the book that I'm reading from. And it's prayer for the sick. I'm reading Remedial Agencies Bible Examples. Amen. It says, those who seek healing by prayer should not. I heard Sister Cancinelli giving you all some information about ginkgo. Ginkgo is really good. And some of those other wonderful things that she has given us today. And so I do want to share a little bit. It says Remedial Agency Bible Examples. Those who seek healing by prayer should not neglect to make use of the remedial agencies within their reach. It is not a denial of faith to use such remedies as God has provided to alleviate pain and to aid nature in their work of restoration. It is no denial of faith to cooperate with God and to place themselves in the condition most favorable to recovery. God has put it in our power to obtain a knowledge of the laws of life. This knowledge has been placed within our reach for use. We should employ every facility for the restoration of health, taking every advantage possible, working in harmony with what? The natural laws. And there are eight natural laws, the eight doctors that make house con. I know Sister Paul talked about it, the new start. Amen. Nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate, air, rest, and trust in God. Sometimes we do a little, we utilize some of the doctors, some of the natural health law, and not all of them fervently. And so we have to make sure that we're using all of them, speaking to myself as well. Amen. And so it says, This knowledge has been placed within our reach for use. We should employ every facility for the restoration of health, taking every advantage possible, working in harmony with natural laws. When we have prayed for the recovery of the sick, we can work with all the more energy, thanking God that we have the what? The privilege of cooperating with him and asking his blessings on the means which he himself has provided. We have the sanction of the word of God for the use of remedial agency. Hezekiah, king of Israel, was sick, and the prophet of God brought him the message that he should die. He cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard his servant and sent him a message that 15 years should be added to his life. Now one word from God would have healed Hezekiah instantly, but special directions were given. Let them take a what? A lump of figs and lay it for a plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover. And they're talking about figs, right? Remember we talked about that earlier, that these medicines that they're making, they are plant-based related. They have, you know, extrapolate the properties from the plant, and they have worked to synthesize it, to camouflage it, right, to counterfeit it. Amen? And so this is what says, let them take a lump of fig and lay it for a plaster upon the boil, and he shall recover. Isaiah 38, verse 21. On one occasion, Christ anointed the eyes of a blind man with clay and bade him, go wash in the pool of Siloam. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. John 9, verse 7. This is very powerful to me, because how did the man know where Siloam is, how to find it, the pool of Siloam? Have y'all thought about that? I didn't think about that before now, just reading it. The cure could be wrought only by the power of the great healer. Yet Christ made use of the simple agencies of nature. While he did not give countenance to drug medication, he sanctioned the use of simple and natural remedies. When we have prayed for the recovery of the sick, whatever the outcome of the case, let us not lose faith in God. If we are called upon to meet bereavement, let us accept the bitter cup, remembering that a father's hand holds it to our lips, but should help be restored, it should not be forgotten that the recipient of healing mercy is placed under renewed obligation to the Creator. When the 10 lepers were cleansed, only one returned to find Jesus and give him glory. Let none of us be like the unthinking 9, whose hearts were untouched by the mercy of God. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 1, verse 17. Here ends the reading for tonight. I pray that you were blessed. I pray that when we move from tonight, we will ensure that we will be able to give the spiritual word, the spiritual blessing to everyone that we come in contact with. Thank you, Sister Powell, for allowing me to be able to hear this wonderful, powerful message. And now I need to find a way how to be able to bring that spiritual message to those poor individuals that we saw. Nobody is saying, give God thanks, give God praise, give him glory and honor.
Yeah. Amen, 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 amen. Okay. Would you like to pray and then we close just a little prayer, ending prayer?
Sure. Certainly. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you so much for your loving kindness towards us, Lord. We thank you for your grace, your mercies. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the things and the blessings that you have poured out on us, Heavenly Father. We pray that you will continue to transform us. Continue to transform us, Lord. Allow us, Lord, to be more like you, Lord, to give us the example, Lord, that you have just bestowed upon us. Lord, you have given us your word. You have given us kindness. You have given us your love. And we pray that you will transform us, Lord, so that we will become in your image, Lord. We will be able to present spiritual blessings and gospels to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Thank you for your mercies. And we pray that you will seal us, Heavenly Father. Please do not pass us by, but seal us. Seal us, Heavenly Father, so that we can be grounded. We can give you thanks. We can give you praise. We know that all good things come from you. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. And brothers and sisters, I know we learned a lot tonight. And we are encouraging our brothers and sisters to go back and read this wonderful chapter, especially the prayer for the sick, you know, because we notice that the pestilence is all around. Sick people is all around. And God wants us to use a special word. The God word is like the medicine, you know, to our organization, right? The word of God. And as an organization and as a people, you know, we have a message to carry out to the world, you know, and as God have given us the word, brothers and sisters, let us really ask him to help us that we will be obedient to go and share these wonderful words and encouragement, you know. Another thing, the point that what Sister Stephanie, when she was reading about Ezekiah, you know, we read our starting point with our message this evening is about what God have done for us from creation, where he gave us the leaf, you know, for our medicine and also for our meat, right? And God gave us, and look what happened. It was a lump of, it was a fig, you know, to put on his boy. That is dill. It came from a plant. So all these things that God have given unto us, brothers and sisters, we have to go out and share with others and tell them that that is what God wants us to do. And as we have the message to carry out, we are praying that God will use us in the field to do his work. I just want to thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. Thank everyone on this line. And you know what? I'd like to give you a chance that if you have a comment or something that you did not clear up in the reading, if you can press star 6, take yourself off and press again, and then if you have a question to ask, a short question, brothers and sisters, because our closing song will be coming from Brother Eli, just 2 verses of a closing song, you know, so we asking you if anyone have a comment or something, a query, you know, you can take off yourself and access. We give you the opportunity. We are in a few minutes over, but God is able, and this message was really something that we need. So I am going to open this line that this individual have something, and then I will open the line for Brother Eli to just put sing his closing song, 2 verses, you know, no, I think, you know, 2 verses, and then we will close because we are prayer ready. 631, your line is open.
It is a very interesting reading that Sister Stephanie has shared. And as I just came across a news release that the Puerto Rican Archbishop has been fired by the Pope. This is March 9th, that means yesterday, 2022. Pope removes Puerto Rican bishop from office after he refused to sign. And what was the situation? This archbishop was signing exemption letter for people to not receive the vaccination. And Pope asked him to resign because there's no other Pope stand on these things, that people should get the vaccination. But this Archbishop, with the other coalition of other Catholic ministers there, signed against the vaccine. That should be a choice and not a force. So he was writing exemption. This is an archbishop. This is amazing, Stuart, because this is the archbishop that is doing this. He's not a normal figure in the Catholic Church. This man is a hierarchy office he holds as a Catholic, but he refused to go against his conscience. This is a Catholic, and he says he will sign these things. Pope asked him to resign, and he said, no, I'm not resigning. And they asked him from the office. So that is, these are fascinating things, that we have a health message. They don't have a health. The Catholic Church don't have a health message. The Catholic Church is against all things that is of the Bible, which is called purity. But this Catholic priest, as you read in last event, that God have his people in different places. And as you see where these men come from, like Martin Luther, he was a Catholic. He was walking steps to the Pope, walking on the steps to the Pope, seeking forgiveness until the truth came to him. He was the one that wrote his thesis and put it, nail it up, and said, the righteousness is not by works, but it's by faith in Jesus Christ, not in any human being. So, this is a fascinating story, and I had to share this in light of what Sister Stephanie has heard.
Hey.
And it comes from a reputable source, reputable Catholic source, called Crux News. You can type in Crux News, Catholic archbishop that was fired. And you see the story come up, and you see the reason why he was fired when you read into the story.
Amen. Amen. I'm very open for Stephanie with that information, brother. 240, I'm hoping that the information that Brother O'Neill presented about the Catholic Archbishop, 240, the line is open.
There is so much. I was in and out with the phone, but there is so much things that are going on. I also heard, just to add to that, was that a question for me, brother, or it was just a statement? Was it more a statement or more of a question? Right. No, and that's powerful because one of the things I can say, I do know that even with the Russian and the Ukraine war, what was stated is that the Pope went to the Russian embassy within Rome. And so we know that many times when there war, you know, let's not be distracted. We know that many times when there war, who always seems to be in the forefront to bring, because they said the Hegelian dialect, right? So we're bringing order out of chaosness. Amen?
Amen. Dear, so brothers and sisters, we know even in the midst of that, we have people, God have his people everywhere, as Brother O'Neill spoke a while ago about Martin Luther. He was a Catholic, you know. So, you know, there are God's people everywhere, and, you know, the truth have to be spoken, and, you know, we know that God is going to bring out, you know, all those people who believe, you know, in the truth. God is going to separate them. So thank you, Brother O'Neill, and thank everyone tonight who joined. And we are going to over our closing song. We won't be hearing a record. We are asking Brother Eli, write just two verses. I will not turn back that song. You know, just two verses of it. Not a repeat over and over. Just a two verses of it. You know, for our closing song. 85. Your line is open.
Hello, Sister Power. How are you today? I have for your request, Sister Power. I forgot to remind you. Don't forget to lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Power, because my mom needs a lot of prayer.
Just a song, bro.
Please lift up Sister Maria, because Sister Maria is on this line too. Sister Power, she's on the line. But Sister Power, I don't know, can Sister Stephanie close with a prayer for lift up Sister Maria in prayer, because she was listening for the powerful message. When I finish with a song, Sister Power, tell Sister Stephanie close with a song, close with a prayer, I mean, to lift up Sister Maria.
Can
prayer
you,
because
can you do a song, the song for me, Brother Eli?
Oh, sure, Sister Power. Sister Maria, please be
Uber
on the line tomorrow, the Sister Maria. Share the line with your friends and everyone, Sister Maria. Welcome you, Sister Maria. Sister Power wants to welcome you on this prayer line. Amen. Sister Power is going to welcome you when I finish singing. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul. Oh, blessed is its holy name. Oh, my soul, oh, my Lord, blessed is its holy name. Oh, bless, oh, my Lord, oh, my soul, blessed is its holy name. Sister Power, please welcome Sister Maria.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Eli, for this closing song. Thank everyone. And we ask everyone who on the line, whether Sister Maria is on the line, Advent Light welcome you. And tomorrow night, we are asking you to join us. God bless everyone. Have a good night. Rest, and we will meet tomorrow. God blessings.